You're listening to Let Go and Let God with your host, Art Soriano.
Let go and let God always let him lead. Whatever faces us, he is all we need. Let go and let God show us the way and road. Unburden our load, let go and let God.
Hi, this is Art Soriano, and welcome to this episode of Let Go and Let God. We have a great show for you today, starting with today's topic, When Our Faith Weakens. We've all had moments of doubt and times when we feel uncertain about our faith. But the good news is the Lord is there to help, and we'll talk about how. My guest today is Ken Isaacs, who has written an outstanding book, Running to the Fire, and of course, we'll be talking about prayer, and I'll be playing some of my music. So if you're struggling with your faith, have doubts, or lack faith, please keep listening because together we'll get you to a better place. On our last show, our topic was Why Patience Matters. And now developing patience is a skill we must all aspire to achieve, both in our everyday lives and most importantly, in prayer. On today's show, our topic is When Our Faith Weakens. Most of us will experience times when our faith is very strong. For some of us, it's when we are not dealing with too many problems and generally enjoying our lives. And yet for others, it is these times that because things are going well, we tend to forget about the Lord, praying less and not being thankful. Then there are those who find their faith is strongest when we are dealing with some major crisis, leading us to pray often, asking the Lord for guidance and help. What this proves is that faith is different for all of us, how we approach it, how we accept it, and how we understand it. However, in almost all of us, our faith will waver with good days and bad, strong periods and weak ones. When we feel close to the Lord, maintaining our faith is easy. But what about when our faith weakens? Feelings of fear, worry, doubt, and anxiousness will pull us away from our Lord when we allow them to, and that's when we have to take hold of ourselves and seek the Lord's help. In the Bible it says, Isaiah chapter 41, verse 10, "Do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God." This Bible verse makes it clear that the Lord understands and expects us to have negative feelings about our faith from time to time, but that He is there to help us, through which we find solace through prayer. It doesn't take much for our faith to weaken. We lost our job. We got a bad medical report. We lost a loved one. These types of events in our lives cause fear, worry, and tremendous stress. Giving in to those feelings only makes things worse, but what we need to do is stop, take hold of ourselves, and pray to the Lord. When we do, two things happen. First, we start to reconnect with our faith, and second, which is most important, we find ourselves more at peace and confident that whatever we are dealing with will now be easier to get through because the Lord is with us. It's okay for us to have those moments of uncertainty, those times when our faith weakens because the Lord understands, but turn that weakness into strength when we reach out to Him through prayer. Understanding how to strengthen our faith during times of doubt is another part of living life as a Christian. Our topic today is When Our Faith Weakens. It's natural for our faith to waver, and that generally is a result of what is taking place in our daily lives. But rather than thinking of only turning to the Lord when we need Him, we must get into the habit of turning to the Lord with not just needs or wants, but with thanks and appreciation for all we have. If we're having a great day, be quick to reach out to Jesus and thank Him for this wonderful day of life. The more we get into the habit of keeping in touch with the Lord throughout each and every day, it will make keeping our faith strong easier and more consistent. The first song I'm going to play today ties into today's topic of When Our Faith Weakens. The song is called For I Have Lost My Way. As I've mentioned many times on this show, prior to 2010, I had very little faith. I hardly went to church and I didn't pray. Luckily, through a series of events that took place in my life that I truly believe were orchestrated by the Lord, I found Jesus. But when I did, I went through a period of doubts, questioning myself if what I was experiencing was real. Since prior to this period, I had been a drifter, someone in faith and then out of faith. Those feelings are what I wrote about in this song. Please listen now to my song, For I Have Lost My Way.
Oh Lord, can you hear me? I'm alone in trouble. I used to pray and talk to you, but I have drifted and stumbled, so empty inside.
Hear me, Lord, oh, please stretch out.
Art will be right back.
What does it mean to live a life of faith? What does it mean to live as a Catholic Christian? Hi, this is Bishop Kevin Sweeney, host of the podcast Beyond the Beacon. Join me as we discuss the mysteries of our faith, of the church, of living as Catholic Christians. Be inspired by engaging interviews with priests and seminarians, deacons, religious, women and men who live the life of faith day by day. How is God working in their lives today? Join me as I ask them and be part of the conversation on Beyond the Beacon. Listen and follow Beyond the Beacon wherever you get your podcasts or watch it on my YouTube channel. Thank you and God bless you.
A few months ago, we spoke with Ken Isaacs about his work with Samaritan's Purse. Today, he's back as an author to talk about his powerful new book, Running to the Fire, Helping in Jesus' Name, which I truly enjoyed reading. Hi, Ken. Welcome back to Let Go and Let God. How are you today?
I'm doing well, Art. Thank you so much for having me on your show.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you back on the program. Well, Ken, what led you to write Running to the Fire, and what do you hope readers take away about living their faith courageously?
Art, I saw and felt and experienced God working in my life. I felt like he was calling me. I prayed.
Mm-hmm.
God, if you'll open a door, I'll go through it. And he did, and it was a door bigger and wilder than anything that I could have imagined. And I wanted to share that with people to inspire them and to encourage them that if they feel like God is calling them, don't be shy. Walk through that door.
Well, that's powerful. Well, Ken, your book shares times when faith overcame fear in the middle of disasters and conflict. Can you share one story that showed you God was right there in the midst of it all?
Yes, I can share a story, Art. In 1996, I was in Eastern Zaire. It's called Congo now, and it's in the news for a long time more.
Mm-hmm.
I had gone there to deliver some medicine, and I was arrested and held for about a week.
Wow.
And I was interrogated as a spy, and I had two colleagues with me. It was looking very, very bleak, and but the whole time that we were locked up and that we were held under guard, we felt the presence of the Lord in it. And as it turns out, on the sixth day, I believe, we were released. We were technically deported. And we got an airplane and we flew out.
Mm-hmm.
But we felt God's presence the whole time. We felt his protection. And we prayed over and continually read chapters out of the book of Isaiah.
That is an incredible story. Thank you for sharing it. Well, Ken, you're right that serving in Jesus' name isn't just for those overseas. How can believers here at home live out that same kind of compassion every day?
People are called maybe to go help somebody, their neighbor, or to be involved in a church program, or whatever it is. But as followers of Christ,
mm-hmm.
we are commanded to go and do likewise, to have mercy and to be a good neighbor, to love the Lord God, and to love your neighbors yourself. So we can do that everywhere and anywhere, and we should do that anywhere that we are.
Well, amen to that. Ken, where can we find your book?
Well, my book is at the largest book retailer in the world. That's Amazon.com. But I got an interesting photograph just recently of my book in a store in Red Deer, Alberta, Canada.
Well, that's great.
So it's spreading out, and but I think Amazon.com is the best place.
Well, once again, you were listening to Ken Isaacs, the author of Running to the Fire. And Ken, thank you so much for taking the time to talk with us today on Let Go and Let God.
It's a pleasure, Art. Thank you.
Today, our topic is when our faith weakens. Knowing that the Lord understands our moments of doubt is a comfort because we don't have to feel guilty about it. However, do not give in to those doubts because they will pull us further away from the Lord. Instead, reach out to Jesus through prayer. When we are having periods of doubting our faith, rather than give in to those doubts, share them with Jesus. When we are engaged in prayer, let Jesus know exactly how we are feeling and why. If something has changed in our lives, like losing our job, a bad medical report, or losing a loved one, it's understandable that our faith may waver. Share that with Jesus and then ask for his strength, help, and guidance. I can assure everyone we will feel better, and as long as we continue to pray on this often, we will soon find our doubts diminishing and our faith and trust in Jesus strengthening. We must all pray at least once a day and remember to tell Jesus how much we love him, how grateful we are for all we have, and to pray for others and their needs. And when we pray for our needs, don't hold anything back and share with Jesus our most intimate thoughts so he can provide the comfort we need. So as we go through our week, pray to Jesus as often as we can and always be mindful and respectful of what we say and how we say it. Talk to Jesus as if he is our best friend and let our relationship continue to grow. Understanding the many ways we can use prayer is another step in living life as a Christian. The next song talks about not giving in to the temptations of the devil. Please listen now to my song, Do Not Be Wise in Your Eyes.
All the things that you see, so many thoughts of devilry, but don't begin. Do not give in. Maybe it's true, you'd have some fun, but sooner or later you'd be undone. Don't pay the price, it's not worth the sacrifice. But do you know a simple way to avoid that mistake? Just follow. What's not good for you? Do not fall for all those empty lies. Turn away from things you shouldn't do. Do not be wise in your eyes. So lost, you can live for possessions, focus on obsessions, but you'll be uptight, you won't sleep at night. But if you take the right road and follow its way, what's not good for you? Do not fall for all those empty lies. Turn away from things you shouldn't do. Do not be wise in your eyes. Choices were bad, and at times you feel strange. You have regrets, it's not hard to change. Do not dwell on your past, just choose the path that's right. Live free from sin, free from fear, and enjoy your not good for you. Do not fall for all those empty lies. Turn away from things you shouldn't do. Do not be wise in your eyes. Ah, ah, ah.
Art will be right back.
You're listening to Let Go and Let God with your host, Art Suriano. If you would like to learn more about Art, email him your questions, or listen to the music you are hearing on these shows, just log on to letgoandletgod.net or find him on Facebook, YouTube, Spotify, iHeart, or Apple. You can also listen to the podcast version of all the shows wherever you get your podcasts, or log on to letgoandletgod.net.
Recapping today's topic, when our faith weakens, is a reminder to all of us that we will have times when our faith will not be strong, and the Lord understands that. But rather than give in to our doubts, which will only pull us further away from the Lord, we need to reach out to Jesus through prayer and let Him help. Through prayer, we can share with Jesus how we are feeling and why. And soon, we will have an entirely different outlook because He will open our eyes and lead us back to a better place, one where we have Him in our hearts and one where we feel more at peace and content with our lives. When our faith weakens is something we can understand, but it doesn't have to be something we give into. For as long as we have Jesus with us, our faith will remain strong. And finally, the last song I'm going to play teaches us that as Christians, there is no room for prejudice, hatred, or cruelty to others. Please listen now to my song, Love Them as God Loves You.
Art will be right back.
What does it mean to live a life of faith? What does it mean to live as a Catholic Christian? Hi, this is Bishop Kevin Sweeney, host of the podcast Beyond the Beacon. Join me as we discuss the mysteries of our faith, of the church, of living as Catholic Christians. Be inspired by engaging interviews with priests and seminarians, deacons, religious, women and men who live the life of faith day by day. How is God working in their lives today? Join me as I ask them and be part of the conversation on Beyond the Beacon. Listen and follow Beyond the Beacon wherever you get your podcasts or watch it on my YouTube channel. Thank you and God bless you.
Each week, we conclude with a special message or story from God's Corner. This is titled, Think of Them First. Too often, we move through life in a hurry, thinking first of our own needs, of our own schedules, or our own concerns. And in that rush, we can miss the quiet invitations God places before us, an opportunity to listen, to help, or to show mercy. Maybe the next time we feel tempted to turn away, we can pause, take a breath, and ask, Lord, what would you have me do? For when we put others first, we walk more closely in the footsteps of Christ. Well, that's all the time we have today on Let Go and Let God. I would like to thank my guest, Ken Isaacs. And if you would like to learn more about me, email me or listen to the music you were hearing on these shows, log on to letgoandletgod.net. We're pleased to have been chosen by FeedSpot.com as one of their top 20 contemporary Christian music podcasts. Please remember to like our podcast, write a review, or share the show with a friend. Have a blessed week, and I look forward to seeing you next time on Let Go and Let God.